But that's who I am. That's all it is. Enough said.
Alright. So, community. What is the meaning of life? No, that's not it. Is this all there is? That's where I started with this thing. Is this all there is? And so I was doing my usual search. I'm looking through the books on my shelf and on the internet. And I found in Philosophy Now, a wonderful website. They want you to pay, but I really think it's worth it. They have these questions. Hear me out. Why are we here? Do we serve a greater purpose beyond the pleasure or satisfaction we get from our daily activities? Is the meaning of life internal to life, to be found inherently in life's many activities, or is it external? I like that one. Is it external? The external interpretation commonly makes the claim that there is a realm to which life leads after death. See, for me, I'm kind of hope-filled. I want there to be more. I want to see my grandma again, so I'm hoping that there's more, right? Our life on this earth is evaluated by some supernatural being. Call it God. Yes, I'm a believer. I'm a theistic kind of person. God is real. For some of us, that's true. For others, it's something we're not sure of. And for still others, we don't know. The meaning of life, what is its purpose? Is it to fulfill our own individual needs? Or is it to fulfill God's expectations for us? I was puzzled and in a quandary. You know, some people say I'm full of cliches, and that's true. I'm sorry. I certainly don't want my thoughts to be cliche, but they are. But is this all there is really a puzzling thing. It's a puzzling thing. I have been asking myself this question ever since I came through the surgery last June 1st, was it? I think I had my surgery. From when I opened up my eyes again, because when that mask of gas or whatever they give you before surgery, that blackness is unlike any other thing I ever knew. I said, Lord, I hope you're real and I hope I'm with you, because it's just black and gone. So when I came out, I pinched myself. I said, is my name Gordon Bailey? They said, yes, that's who you are. I said, okay. I've struggled, though, wondering, is this all there is? And the reality is that I'm a happy person, generally. I've got a good wife, and I've got lovely children, although none of them are doing quite as well as your children. I want them to come hang out with you people more. I've been blessed, despite 3 surgeries in 5 years, I've been blessed with good health, the other 48 years of life, you know. The last 5 have been a little challenging. But the question perplexed me. So, something was missing. I needed an answer. It took me months of this persistent thought until I decided it's not an external answer. It's not in a book, because as much as I love the Egyptian Book of the Dead, which precedes the Hebrew Bible, which precedes the New Testament, which precedes the Quran, and any other sacred text known to humankind, this is an internal dialogue that every human being that's got a good lick of sense knows they must come to a conclusion of, or else be forever in that state of not knowing. Damn it, before I die, I must know what I know. I must be secure in what I know. So when it's time to check out, I'm not shaking. I've been with too many who have died fearful. And I always thought, that's sad to wait till you're on death's door and you don't know. I like to know. Be assured. Blessed assurance. Whatever it be. Science, technology, or hereafter controlled by the Almighty. Whatever you claim to say and know, let it be true. Hold it secure. So I did my work. I started slowly, remembering the things I loved most in life first. Pursuits that had gotten lost in between the busyness of life. I can't tell you how long I went to school. My family thinks I'm the perpetual student. In fact, I'm still in school, 53 years of age, still taking classes continuously since the age of 5. I've never not been in some training program. It's what Gordon does. I faced the truth that there were still important dreams left undone. I haven't reached my zenith. I'm climbing the stairs. I'm climbing. So I decided to defrost my journal. I hadn't journaled since I was in seminary some 25 years ago. It was a part of the requirement of the seminary to keep a journal and to share it with a covenant discipleship group each week. You must tell your peers where you've been, how you've been, why you've been. Where's God in that? If you're a believer, and if you're not a believer, justify why you don't believe. I mean, they really put you through it. Covenant discipleship, founded by those lovely Wesleyans, the Methodists. So I took it out. It's a leather-bound book. I bought myself a nice one. And I looked through it and said, well, 4 years of journaling, because that's what I had to do, only had about a quarter of the book used. So I had many pages. So I started last summer. I stepped up the adventure in my life. Not that I've traveled or done the things I always dreamed of doing, but by reimagining myself with the second half of my life. I said this surgery was the end of the first half, and now I'm going forward with a new half of life. And I started to dream again, and I really started doing the work. Is life perfect now? Have I come to those final answers? Well, almost. Am I more alive, more rich than I was before? I tell you 1,000 times over, I'm a zealot for life. I believe I've got a cause and a righteous one at that, and I'm marching. I don't know if it's to Zion, but I'm going somewhere to do good works, to take care of people. I love people. Over the past couple of months, I learned that the question is still there, and it's going to be perplexing me sometimes, but more often than not, it's all right. The cliche is that because it's such a common experience. I know I'm not the only one that's asking, is this all there is? It's commonplace. Perhaps it's even a universal right of life that you must ask yourself that question. Even those who believe, Scripture allows for people to question. They never would have had the story of doubting Thomas if in the church they didn't want people to question. It's all right. Thomas, go ahead, put your hand in my side, man. You don't believe, it's all right. The Almighty, if you believe, proves it to us in so many ways, but it's up for us to see. You stand by the ocean and hear it roar. Some of us know without another look. If you ever seen a baby or a calf or anything born, when you see new life enter this world, what an amazing thing. If you've ever seen an elderly person with a smile so sweet and wisdom upon their face that after all those years, all those pains, all those saying goodbye, they still smile, you know there's more. So, what can I tell you? Things are moving along swimmingly, right? I'm being more productive than I think I could be. I'm writing, not just my journal, I'm writing my great novel. Hopefully I'll find a publisher. Now, I work with people going through this all the time. Pastors meet people all the time who have questions. I'm also a counselor. I don't have my practice anymore, but my clients still keep calling me and leaving me emails. What's a brother to do? So from their journeys and from my own, here are a few more things I learned, and let me enumerate these. Number one, the answer is always no. There is, that is this all it is? The answer is always no. This is not all it is. Simple as that. Look how much time I just saved some of you by figuring it out for you. If something in you is asking, is this all it is? It is because the status quo is no longer enough. That's what I really came to. Status quo is no longer enough. Something is missing. Something is off. And you know what? Yes, you can fix it. Are you believers in abilities, skills, determination? All right. Yes, you can fix it. Two, timing is no accident. The here and now moment is upon us. Is this all there is? No. And this thing arrives by no accident. This is the time that it was meant to be said. If you said it today, or if you said it yesterday, that is. It means something new is ready to be born in you. A new manifestation is at hand. It's both for you and this congregation. We go through these periods of discernment because it's the right time to come up with a new game plan. It's time. Many people squash the question by ignoring it, repressing it, or arguing that the status quo is just how it has to be. No! If that were the case, the Israelites would still be bondage in Egypt land. No! Women still be under the bondage of men, although the still Cosby thing makes me wonder, but that's another story. I mean, no! People wouldn't be moving towards that, what they said, that arc of the universe bending towards justice. We've been on a march for eons towards justice. Doesn't come all at once. Righteous living doesn't come all at once. Getting on a diet and changing our health doesn't come all at once. Fixing a bad attitude doesn't happen overnight. 30-day walk is the beginning, and then you got the rest of the time to go. But those 30 days of change, you got to start somewhere, right? So the timing is, it's no accident. You may even do things that will distract and numb you in the process, but don't lose sight of a goal that you're setting for yourself. That new manifestation, that alternative to the way you've lived. Three, this question is your friend. In fact, I'm going to tell you, every question is a right question because there are no dumb questions. People that don't ask questions are the people who are struggling with some gray matter. Ask questions, probe, uncover, push. You must do it. At first, it may feel like, is this all there is? Has it come to turn your life upside down, to ruin the good and respectable things you've committed yourself to in the past, or the hard work that you had achieved? Is this all it is? Friends, it's actually something good. When you probe, when you seek the deeper meanings to things, where is this life of mine? Where is my professional experience? Where is my set of relationships to family or friends or colleagues or peers? Is this all there is? How much deeper could you go? You want to study theology and know the book, the Bible, backward and forward? To recite it? Not just to recite it, to know its meaning. I read the Gospels of Jesus as a manifesto for freedom. Not as actual literal things, but as something pointing humanity in a good direction. Or I read the Universal Declaration on Human Rights as a document to help guide our feet while we run the race of life. I look at our new relationship to Cuba. Thank God the doors to Cuba been opened up. I can find my Jamaican relatives that went from Jamaica to Cuba a long time ago, and I couldn't find them from here. I'm going to Cuba to find them. I don't smoke much, but I'm going to smoke a Cuban cigar when I'm there. And get some good rum, too. Bacardi may have left, but Cubans still know how to make good rum. Question everything. Your children used to get on your nerves asking questions, didn't they? They were doing right, and so should we. Question, question, question. Not too many policemen, though. Don't ask them too many questions. Be careful. Usually, once we are willing to face what we really want in our lives, what we really want for this congregation, what we really want for this nation and this world, we will want to become the actors in that drama that's unfolding right before our eyes. The hard part is accepting that we're in the middle of life. It's not over. The fat boy hasn't sung yet. We're still striving. Bear the few or many excruciating moments of turning your heart towards truth. Truth is you understanding. Because once you face your own truth fully, it won't seem so overwhelming and scary. It doesn't have to be scary. It just means it's different. Say the difficult truth directly and simply to your family and friends and colleagues, even if it's going to cause some friction. You can't polish a raw stone without friction, right? And you get the gem, right? You gotta work that thing. Some say I don't like my job, I want to change careers. Some say I don't want to live here anymore. Some say I have big concerns or disappointments in this or that. I made this decision, but now I've changed my mind. Yeah. On the other side of that honesty is freedom. Freedom is the ultimate for me. Freedom allows me to go, say, be exactly what the heavens want me to be or what I want for myself. I think those two should be in alignment. I think they should be in alignment. You'll notice that the moment you fully accept the voice about what's true for you, about what's true for this place here, you'll feel a sense of relief. We all want relief. To be unburdened. Carrying a heavy load is, man, it's a drag. Think creatively about the how. Things get tricky with the how. How to get what you want. That's where so much of our fears and worries come from. That's where all of our beliefs about enough money, enough time, enough expert opinion, enough of someone else saving us comes from. Cast them away. Trust yourself. Trust your intuition. Trust the collective wisdom of people. Seek answers to the questions. Instead of asking yourself, is this possible? Identify the core of what you are seeking and ask yourself, how can I make this probable? Not, is this possible? Is this transformation that we're embarking on probable? And what are the next steps? When something in you says, is this all there is? Life is calling you into the next moment. You've outgrown what was. The next chapter of your life is about to be written. Greet it like a sacred door opening into a divine reality. Walk with it. It's okay to be a little afraid and keep walking. Treasures await you. So, my friends, Is this all it is, there is?
That's the only particular thing.
No. Do you want more out of life? The answer would be resounding yes. Is this congregation embarking on something new and exciting?
Yes.
Yes. Is a new year coming with great probabilities for us?
Yes.
Yes. And may what we do be enough for each of us when the day is done. Amen. All right.
Oh,